We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Hey Amud Aleph. My time of the Ma'ad Yama called a Kosov Behem Ma'akev. We had a Machlekes with Yechon and Machanina. Yechon holds anything the Parash of Luim is Ma'akev. Now, why? Why would Smicha, which is something that Ladairus would not be Ma'akev, why should it be Ma'akev on the Yom HaMaluim or Tnufa for the same price? Why should these things be more Ma'akev than Ladairus? Omar Abitzchib Abisna, Omar Kra, Va'asisa La'arim V'Levonov Kacha. The Pasuk says, in Meluim, this is the end of the Tzivui. As we know, for those who don't know, in the Chumash, there's Parashat Tetzaveh and Parashat Tzav. In Parashat Tetzaveh, at the end of the Parashat, it gives a Tzivui about the Yoyim HaMeluim. It's 40 Pesukim of a Tzivui to tell you how to set up the Yoyim HaMeluim. Then in Parashat Tzav, it says it over exactly what happened. Like Rashi there says, I already explained it in Parashat Tetzaveh. That's what Rashi says in Parashat Tzav. It repeated the parasha. Now, in the parasha of Tetzaveh, by the Tzivui, it says, "Va'asisa la'arim levanov kacha, kachal asher tzivisa yisrael." Do exactly what I told you. Shivas yom t'mala yadam. So, word kacha is ikuva. It's lashon ikuva, and that's how we know that anything the parasha of Tzavah is ma'akev. So it's break tomorrow. Hot tain. Tainach kol milsa deksiva v'ayviyana. That's good for all the things that it says in parashas Tetzaveh. All those things that it says there, all the things in the Tzivui. But there are some things, very small differences, that it says in Parashat Tzav, by the Shasta Asiya, when it happened, it says a few extra things. How do you know that's Ma'akev? Milsa lo k'siva v'hayyonom in Olan, how do you know? Now, what are examples of things that doesn't say in the Parashat before? So Rashi says, the example is, that in Parashat Meluim, of Tetzaveh, it doesn't say they should put into the Choshen the Urim v'tumim. It doesn't say you should put into the Choshen the Urim v'tumim. Masha'inki, when it comes to the parasha of Tzav, there it says that you put into the Choshen the Urim v'tumim. So he says, is that Ma'akev or not? That's how Rashi learns this Shaila. That's the Shaila, is that Ma'akev or not? Now, it's very important to point out that we have a Urim v'tumim. Is that called chus v'gadim? Urim v'tumim is, in the Choshen, they put a shame on Mafayrish, that's called Urim v'tumim. So Rashi is saying that we're not sure if you have to do it. So the some of the Achreinim asked, don't you always need that? Because if not, you're mechus v'gadim. You're mechus v'gadim. So Vaistash Rashi Shita is, it says in the second Mesa Mikdash, there's no Urim v'tumim. So Chalik is showing what that means. Chalik is Rambam arrived. The Rambam says it means there was an Urim v'tumim there, it just didn't work. That's what it means. The second verse is Urim v'Tumim. The Rabbi says, "No, there's no Urim v'Tumim. It's not part of the Choshen. The Choshen is the breastplate, not the thing inside it, not the thing inside it." So Rashi, it's not like the Rabbi, but the Rambam holds like that. And there's a Tosis Chof Aleph on Beis that's clearly like the Rambam. Tosis Chof Aleph on Beis says the Urim v'Tumim wasn't in the second verse. There's no Tosis Chof Aleph on Beis. Urim v'Tumim hava shim loikin ha yikan galim chusav begadim eloyu meshivim l'nashalim behem. So has Tosis Lora Gemara. What's the Nafgamina? So the Tosis Rosh says, he doesn't speak as well Cheshbon, he says a different Nafmina. Nafmina's got to be Prishas Shiva. Prishas Shiva is said only in the second parasha, not in the first parasha. So how do you know that's Ma'akev? Lefi Rabbi Yechonon. Because you can't use the Kocha of the first parasha, it doesn't say it in the first parasha. That's Tosis Rosh learns. Prishas Rosh learns. Prishas Shiva, like Siva Hocha of parashas Tzavah Samaluam. Doesn't say in the parasha Tzavah, which is the Tzavah. So how do you know, so now we'll have two pshat in the Gemara, how do we know that either Urim v'Tumim according to Rashi or Prisha Shiva is Ma'akev in Meluim according to Rabbi Yechonon? You can't use Kacha because those things are the second parasha. Amrav Nach, Amrav Yitzchak, Yalef, Pesach, Pesach. We learn out the word Pesach that it says in Parashat Tetzaveh, well, Pesach HaMayed, or, and by Asiya it says Takrif Pesach HaMayed. There's four Pesachim altogether, two and two. The Rosh Hash explains which one's extra. But Kapodim says, Pesach, Pesach, I'm Gzeir Shava, to teach us this halacha. Rav Sharshia has a different makar in the second parasha, that it's Ma'akev. Rav Sharshia, in the second parasha, says, V'shemartem es v'shemaris Hashem, v'lo yisamusu chen tzuvesi, so v'shemartem is loshon v'ikuv. And Rav Ashiyama, it says in the parasha, ki chen tzuvesi, also loshon v'ikuv. So Kapodim, by the parashas of Luim, you have Kocha in the first parasha, and the second parasha, either you're learning Pesach, Pesach, or V'shemartem, or Kichein Suvesi. That is the Makar of Rabbi Yechonon, that everything it says in the parasha is Me'aket. Once we mention Kichein Suvesi, we're going to take a little sidetrack from the Luim, we'll get back to Luim very soon, in three lines, but a three-line break over here to explain the parasha in Parasha Shemini. In Parasha Shemini, Nadav Va'aviu were died of Nei Hashem, and they hadn't eaten the korbanos yet. So Moshe tells Aaron and Elazar v'Isamar are the two leftover children that take the mincha and aseres and eat it, even though you are oinin. The oinin does not eat kachem. You are allowed to eat it. Kein tzuvesi. And then later on, what happened was the sa'ir, Rosh Chodesh, was burnt. So Moshe says, Hein lehuva es dama l'kodesh p'nima. You didn't bring it. It's not possible. You should have ate it. Kasher tzuvesi. And then it says another pasuk that the chazei atrufa and sheik atruma, you should eat kasher tziva asha. You have three times tziva. Tana rabbanon. Kichein tzuvesi, that's talking about by the mincha. Kasher tzivesi means when he was screaming at them. He says, why don't you eat it? And kasher tziva Hashem is talking about the tenufa. So the question is, why does it say loshen tzivesi? Every time Moshe says something, he's just like, Hashem commanded me? They don't say that. They don't say, midva shek etircha kasher tzivesi. Don't say, mkes v'tal v'ami kasher tzivesi. What's going on kasher tzivesi? So the Gemara explains, like we explained partially as we said it over. Zok the Gemara. Kichein tzuvesi is teaching us, but it was telling him, ba'aninus yechlua, even though usually now they eat like a ba'aninin, here it's a special exercise cost of eat it ba'aninus. Kasher tzuvesi was b'shas ma'isa, when he was angry at them and saying, why didn't you eat it? I told you to eat it. Like Hashem told me to eat it. They told me to tell you to eat it. That was the second one. The third one was after they said that he was mistaken, because they brought three se'irim that day. A sa'ir for Shemini, for the Yom HaMaluim, a sa'ir of Nachshon, and a sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. And they held that you're right, the other two se'irim we could eat, because that's a special carbon, it's a one-time thing. And Hashem said, you should eat it. But sa'ir Rosh Chodesh, l'dayrois, so there, they held they couldn't eat it. So there, they said, Moshe, we're not eating it, because it's l'dayrois. And he agreed. So, but the third, next thing, he said, by the Sheikah Trum, he said, eat it, kasher tziva Hashem. And don't think I'm not mistaken. I'm not saying for myself, and if here I'm not mistaken. This is not a mistake. That was the third kasher tziva. And even though that pasuk actually says it before that Moshe was Maida, the Tais Shalom on the page here, you can read it, it says, Ein Mukdam Umukha. It's a small Tais Shalom, I'll read it even. It says, Vilayva Libya ni Omer, some versions is on the top of the Amid. Don't think I made a mistake like Sarah Shchedesh. We took a break and we explained Parashah Shemini for us. Baruch Hashem. Now we'll go back to the Parashah Meluim. Now in the Parashah Meluim, it doesn't say, it says how they dressed up the Kahanim, and it doesn't say about the myth of the Messiah. It says how they dressed the Kahanim, it doesn't say anything about the mitnasayim. So the shaila is, it's missing. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rachnina, mitnasayim ain ksuvim v'parasha. It doesn't say mitnasayim in the parasha. It just says they put on the ephod and the chayshon. It doesn't say about mitnasayim. Kishoyim v'zeh hadava shetasa, the beginning of the parasha of in parasha tzava, when it says the tzivui of the meluim, it says v'zeh hadava shetasa lehem lekadosh yisrael lechayin li. It says v'zeh vav vav moisva in yerishin. To be married by Hamichnasayim, the Michnasayim, which is said in the parasha before, in parasha Tzava, right before that, so Michnasayim, but Asir Sefer, also about Asir Sefer. Asir Sefer was, according to Rashi, the Minchas Chinuch. A Kohen brings, when it comes to Kohen, a Minchas Chinuch. We had a Masechta Shkolim, we had about this. A Minchas Chinuch. So they brought a Minchas Chinuch also. It doesn't say in the parasha anywhere. It says, this Vav is also being Moisif, Legabi, the Din, Minchas Chinuch. And the Sfasem is clear that they bring a Minchas Chinuch every day of the 7 days of Shemesh Meluim, only one time. That's Sfasem's suffix. Akaponim, it says, Rabbezi says, the Minchasayim Yixum Parasha, Kishoim Vizadav, Ashtaslam, Lekashos, Mechayim, Lahavia, Minchasayim, Vasir, Seifa. So Bishlam Minchasayim, we understand how the Vav is Moisif, Ksivi bin Yonah Begadim. It says in the Yonah Begadim right before that, so Vav is Moisif. Ella, Sir Seifa, Manolon, how do you know Sir Seifa from Vizadav? So Gemara answers, Asir, Zezem, Vizad, Carbon, Aaron, Avon, Shiro, Shem, Sir Seifa. The Pasuk says, and when it tells you about the din of Minchas Chinuch, it says, Zeh carbon aron avonav v'shikiv l'Hashem v'yoyim himash achoysoy asira se'efa. So it says Zeh. And here it says v'zeh. Zeh teaches us that in the parish of Lum, you also need asira se'efa. So we know from the Vav is Moisiv and parish of Rishon, which is Michnasayim, the parish of before. The parish of the Tzav, we know, talks about all the big day kahuna. That was Moisiv on that. And then the Zeh also teaches us the din of the Minchas Chinuch. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Om Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Be'yechoy. Menayin Sha'af Mikra Parasha Ma'akav. How do you know that the Moshe Rabbeinu, before he started the Pras of Elohim, he read them the whole parasha? How do we know that that's Ma'akav? Tamaloymar. Because if you look at the Psukim, it says about the call that Moshe gathered the whole crowd and he told them, this is what Hashem commanded me, and he told them to hold the whole parasha of Melum. That's what it says in the Psukim. The Pasuk says, Rashi brings down part of the Pasuk, it says there that about the call of Eidah, that he gathered the Eidah together and he told them the whole parasha. So how do we know that's Ma'akiv? So it says, even the mikra of Ma'akev. So it means when it started Meluim, he read them the whole parasha, and that was Ma'akev for the chalois of the Mishkan, of the institution of the Mishkan. It was Ma'akev to have the mikra of the parasha also. So the Gemara, Ketzad al Bishon, how do you address the Kohen Gadol and his children, the Aaron and Vabonov? Ketzad al Bishon. Right, the case of Bishon, what's the difference? Why the Hava? It happened already.
And everything else in the past.
No, we asked the question. You don't mean to ask, and the Gemara doesn't ask the question. Yeah, we don't know why they ask the question. Toys the Hava asked, and back on the Hedge don't ask the question. Okay, it says, but when the Gemara asked the case of Bishon, why the Hava? It was already. Ella, Kate's and Bishon lost love. You want to know what lost love? Right? The Gemara, no, lost love is not a problem either. Lost love is not me. Because you avoid Aaron, Ivanov. When Aaron Ivanov comes, Moshe Imahim, and Moshe will teach us also. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gears of Bachas, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Yavah Imahim, and Yahimar, he'll teach us. What's the problem? Ella, Kate's and Bishon, Mizbekroi. The reason why it's the Gaos is because we want to explain the Psukim. There's a big problem in the Psukim. If you look at the Psukim, in Parashas Tetzaveh, it says the Avne together for both of the Kohen Headed and the Kohen and the children, the Kohen Gadol. It says by the parashas Tetzaveh, V'chigarta oisom Avne aroi nevonov V'chavashto megvoi. It says you put the Avne on together for them. Masha'inkin in the parasha of Tetzav by the Asiya, it says on Aroi v'itin alav esak soynes v'yach oisay ba'avneit v'yilbush oisay esameil v'itin alav esak eifayt, and then a few pesukim later it says v'yach moish esbnei Aaron v'yavishim kasoynes v'yach moish avneit. So the Avne is separate by the parashas Tetzav by the Asiya, and by the Tzivui it's one thing. And that's a stira. Lemizbekroi, pligaba bnei Rav Chiya Rav Yechon. Chanama Aaron v'achavonav. First Aaron was dressed, then vonav. V'chanama Aaron v'vonav v'asachas. Aaron v'vonav were dressed at the same time. And Amma Abaya, because soynes and mitznefes, kulam le pligi the Aaron v'achavonav. Everyone agrees the soynes and mitznefes that they did first Aaron, then the children. The bein b'tzava bein b'asiya Aaron called them both b'tzava and saw Aaron's first. Ki pligi be'avnei by the gartel by the belt. Manda Amma Aharoin Achabonav Dixiv says in the Pasuk, Yacha Oisoy Ab Abnate, Vahodixiv Yacha Oisom Abnate. That's two separate times. Manda Aaron Avonav Vasachas, the Aaron Avonav put on the belt at the same time, and we should put on the belt at the same time. Dixiv, Vahigarta Oisom. It says Lashon Oisom. It says, Vahigarta Oisom. And in Met Hashem, we will continue. So there's a machlekes here. Shal, what do the, so one takes the pasuk in Tetzaveh literally, and one says Tzav literally. Shal, what do you do with the other pasuk? In Met Hashem, on next year, we will explain the Gemara and explain the different shittas, what Aaron Avonov with the Garatel with the Avnet.